BBC World Service, it's 16 hours GMT. Welcome to World Briefing. I'm Frederick Dove in London.
Unknown attackers in the Pakistani province of Balochistan have blown up a main gas pipeline, leaving large parts of the region, including the city of Quetta, without gas supply. The authorities say huge flames rose from the part of the pipeline that was destroyed by the explosion, and it will take some time to repair the damage. Marianne Lanzettel from our South Asia desk has more.
The attack in the early hours of Wednesday was the latest in a whole series. Over the past 10 days, at least 25 pipelines have been blown up. Since the beginning of the year, there have also been attacks on a power plant and several electricity pylons. Balochistan has huge reserves of natural gas, which is distributed through a network of crisscrossing pipelines to urban centers like Karachi. The recent attacks have left many people in Balochistan without means of cooking or heating, while temperatures at night drop to freezing. Separatists who are fighting for the independence of Balochistan have been targeting the energy infrastructure for many years. They feel the people in the province have no share in the profit the government makes from Balochistan's natural resources. Apart from the capital, Quetta, Balochistan remains extremely poor, with an estimated 90% of women illiterate. Experts say the attempts by the ruling PPP to address the issues have so far been unsuccessful. In their 2010 security report, the Pakistan Institute of Peace Studies says that Balochistan had the highest number of militant, insurgent and sectarian attacks of any province, more even than the federally administered tribal areas along the border to Afghanistan.
Marianne Lanzettel.